Well, greetings again, everyone. It's Darren Duff. I'm back with you here for another podcast on Dimensions. Now, we're going to try to cover some stuff that we were not able to cover in the last podcast, some questions that people have asked me via Messenger and Twitter, and we'll just keep doing these as people have questions, and hopefully we'll be able to help you out with the game. Now, I have successfully conquered the... completed the Tranquil Dimension. That is, I've collected all artifacts needed to complete that dimension, and I'm trying to move on to something else. I'm still working on that. Collected plenty of quantum cells, and went through about 100,000 of them this morning trying to collect artifacts and things, and it's still a bit hard to find quantum cells. As for a blind user of this app, it's a bit left to chance, but the folks over at RJDJ are working on that. You'll be glad to hear if you're a blind user of this app like myself. Some of the things we're going to talk about I think the most important thing is how to collect artifacts using the beam. We'll certainly go over that. I'll go over collecting quantum cells, although I don't think they're, if you don't already know how to do it, like I say, it's just pretty much left a chance. Basically, you're just going to take your finger, find the beam button, which is one third of the way up from the bottom of the screen above the home button, and you're at that point going to slide your finger, keep your finger on the screen. When the beam's engaged, you'll hear the sound. Keep your finger on the screen. Simply move from left to right, sliding it horizontally across the device. And this will, if there are any quantum cells available, you'll hear a little noise indicating that you have collected some. In fact, you may even hear several noises at one time. Artifacts, I'm going to go ahead and explain how I'm going to do this before I get into actually doing it. with artifacts, it's a bit more difficult to grab them. And essentially the way I do it is you're going to hold your finger down on the beam button. When she tells you have an artifact near you, or if you're exploring with the beam and happen to discover the fact that you have an artifact near you, if you keep your finger on the screen and move it to the left edge, it's going to pan. The sound of the artifact is going to move from left to right. If you place your finger near the right side of the screen, slide your finger to the right side of the screen, the artifact will pan left. So essentially, what you get is, let me just explain it this way. The easiest way I've found to collect artifacts is to engage the beam when you hear there's an artifact available. Slide your finger in the direction of where you hear the artifact, and then quickly slide it back to the center to stop the movement of your beam so that you can collect the artifact. So when you hear it, the artifact in the center of your stereo field and your headphones, you would then draw your finger back down toward the home button in the portrait mode of positioning of the iDevice. You'll then hear the beam rise in pitch. And after a few seconds, you'll suck in the artifact, and Emily from Mission Control will tell you that you have the artifact. Now, for the benefit of the folks at RJDJ, I have slowed down voiceover so they can get a better idea of how it sounds, I guess. interesting comment they sent me in an email. Well, if you can understand voiceover that fast, they said, you're probably very good at understanding rappers, very fast rappers. So I'd like to hear what some other blind people think of that. Rather humorous comment from those guys. All right, let's go to page 3 of my apps. Whoops. Okay, I have to unlock the screen first.
11:39. Slide to unlock.
Let's do that.
Mail.
And let me just clear out my
11:39 a.m. Notifications. Dimensions.
Clear out my notifications. Thank you.
Clear section. Button.
Clear confirm that.
No new notification. Dismiss notifications.
Of course, running iOS 5, latest
mail
version.
Page 2 of 6. New page 3 of 6.
All right.
Dimensions.
There's
one
Dimensions.
New item.
We'll go ahead and launch it. at which point I will turn off VoiceOver. Because I've gotten pretty good at navigating around the app without VoiceOver.
Dimensions. In progress.
Alright. It's getting all the network information it needs. I'm going to boost the volume of what you're hearing on the iPod here just a bit. And once again, when I go into whatever dimension I end up going into, you're going to hear the crappy internal iPod microphone, which really isn't a crappy microphone, but it's the only way that I can do it. And it doesn't sound as good as a high quality headset. And by the way, as far as a high quality headset, I would highly recommend the earbuds found at JLabAudio.com. So you can go to JLab Audio and find some great, stellar, high quality, high fidelity, whatever you want to call it, earbuds. I use those and I love them. So a little plug for those guys there. Let's turn off VoiceOver.
VoiceOver off.
Triple click home and get into the app here. Now I think it's going to take me into the tranquil dimension, and that's fine. Even though I have finished that dimension, as I said a few minutes earlier, I think you can still collect artifacts in that dimension, which is a bit confusing. Someone also asked me about the Transformation Lab, which is the button. I remember in the last podcast I talked about, I'm going to turn that down for a second, I talked about the two unlabeled buttons, at least in the case of VoiceOver, for those of you who are not VoiceOver users, those buttons are not spoken by VoiceOver. They just say button, so they're not text labeled. Perhaps you folks at RJDJ can fix that. If you guys want to look into the VoiceOver SDK for the iDevices, I know nothing about it. I just know it's there, so have a look at that to make your app more accessible, and we'll certainly help wherever we can. So the button on the bottom left hand corner, again, this is holding your device in portrait mode, is your quantum cell tank, where you can see how many quantum cells you have, and buy more quantum cells if you so desire. The button on the bottom right, however, is your Transformation Lab button, and now that I've told you what they are, you can properly label them with VoiceOver if you so desire, but I just wanted the folks at RJDJ to understand that by default, at least, they're not readable with VoiceOver, but as of iOS 5, we're able to label buttons that are not labeled in certain apps once we discover what they do. Being the lazy person that I am, I have not properly yet labeled these buttons. But anyway, it's neither here nor there. So the bottom right button is your Transformation Lab button. If you double tap that, you'll hear a sound. You'll be then in the transformation window of the app, in which case you'll need to turn on VoiceOver with a triple home click, assuming you've got that set up. Then you can transfer your quantum cells into artifacts. I have done so in some cases. There's no indication that you've, no audible indication that you have done so. You just have to look at your quantum cell count and you'll see that they've been reduced. I'm not sure where it shows you that you have additional artifacts, but the Transformation Lab is a bit confusing, but to the best of my understanding, it allows you to take extra quantum cells that you may have and transform them into artifacts so that you can more quickly complete a dimension, I guess. However, keep in mind that when you do this, large amounts of quantum cells are used to transfer stuff into artifacts. If you use too many, you end up with no fuel for your beam, no power for your beam. So be careful when you do that. Another thing for the folks at RJDJ here, I have not yet discovered what the different classes do, so I'm still trying to figure that out. And also in the collective dimension, I can't figure out how the talk button works. I've tried to press and hold and talk and, you know, press it, let it go, and then talk, and then press it again when I'm done. So I'm not sure how the talk button works. I've had some people try to communicate with me in the collective dimension, and I have not figured out how to talk back. You will have to have VoiceOver running for that unless you figure out where the button is on the screen, where I have not quite, I haven't quite done that yet. So I haven't really spent a lot of time in the collective dimension yet. However, I have unlocked all five dimensions, and that's good. So let's go into a dimension here and see if we can collect some artifacts. It will take a few minutes. And once again, you're going to hear the fan noise and all the ambient room noise from the room I'm in, which you can't hear through this condenser microphone that I'm talking through because it's a very high quality microphone that isn't made to, it's only made to pick up audio from one direction. So when you hear the iPod mic, you're going to hear a lot of extraneous ambient room noise. So be ready for that. All right, let's enter the dimension. Let's see where we end up. It may be the flux dimension, actually. We'll see.
You have arrived in the flux dimension.
Okay. Now, we might not stay here in the flux dimension, but we're gonna have to hang out for a minute before we can start collecting artifacts. So we'll just hang out here for a bit and look for quantum cells with a beam. And you're hearing some handling noise because the microphone that is internal on the iPod picks up every little nuance of movement that you happen to do. I'm going to pick this thing up off the desk. And I can be really strange. I'm going to go back to my regular microphone now, and you're still hearing me through the iPod mic, through the app, because the mic is still picking me up. It's very disconcerting. So, actually, you know what else I'll do is I'll demo for you some of the other dimensions so you can hear what they sound like. The ghost one is really cool. Right now I'm just looking for quantum cells and waiting on an artifact to pop up, which usually takes a few minutes. They don't pop up very often, but I'm waiting for one to pop up so I can demo this for you. So just enjoy the music and the ambience of the flux dimension. Looking with a beam again. Not finding too many quantum cells. I think I've got about 216,000 quantum cells or something like that. Quite a bit. But if you don't find any, they do actually deplete quite fast. Ah, I just found some. I just found one batch. I'm not sure how many quantum cells you get when you just find one. Like there's a thing and you just find one. But, soundscape is changing a bit now. Frege. Again, this is not coming from a mixer. This is all augmented sound from the app. All the reverb and delay and panning. I haven't spent too much time in this dimension yet. The music really is kind of cool. Eerie. Oh, found some more quantum cells. And again, I'm just using the beam to slide my finger horizontally from left to right, right to left to left across the screen to find those quantum cells. And once again, I will say that the folks at RJDJ are going to find out some way of indicating.
That's strange. I've detected something close by you. I can't quite make it out.
Okay. Let's get us an artifact here. Hang on. I didn't get it. Here we go.
Congratulations, Dimension Off. You got another one. Okay, we've got you on the radar. Artifacts should appear.
Okay, I got an artifact and we're being transported to another dimension. I don't know why. Probably the collective. It just seems to pop up at random times.
You have arrived in the Tranquil Dimension.
Ah, never mind. We're now in the Tranquil Dimension. Let's see if we can find some artifacts here. Once again, I'm just looking for quantum cells. And you're hearing my computer fan, which I apologize for, but you are. And, also hearing my keyboard as I push the control key. Oops. Okay, we're probably going into the collective dimension. Like I said, the one annoying thing about the collective dimension is I'm not sure how it works, and you just get sucked into it.
In the flux dimension.
Now we're back in flux for whatever reason. Probably because I'm talking. Yes, talking. Well, I got one artifact, and let me tell you how I did that. I actually, here, let me turn this down just a bit. When she said there was an artifact, I placed my finger on the beam and slid it left and right until I heard the artifact centered in the center of my headphones, and then I just pulled my finger down to draw the artifact in. And actually, when you do that, when the pitch of the beam rises, it's using more power, hence it's using more quantum cells. So be real careful. And I've actually had the app freeze up and the beam locked in a powered up mode so that it's draining quantum cells like crazy. I guess my iPod was just a little flustered and it just froze up for a second, and for like 30 seconds it was high, the beam was on high power and I was just sucking quantum cells like crazy. That's how I lost 100,000 of them pretty quickly. So it does take a while to accumulate them. So let's see if we can find any more quantum cells here, and then we'll get back to hunting artifacts hopefully. There's a few more. Now, it does take quite a bit of time to, when you're looking at an artifact and you're trying to draw it in, it does take a bit of time to get used to sliding your finger to the left, hearing it centered up, sliding your finger back to the center, because if you don't do it just right, it'll move it away from you, and it can be quite frustrating, so it does take some practice. It's all in the wrist, Dimensionaut. I don't know if that's true or not, I'm just like saying that. More quantum cells. My, this is rather boring. Waiting on stuff to happen. Alright guys, we're going to go back into the Tranquil Dimension, and I'm going to be quiet, and we'll just see what happens, okay?
You have arrived in the Tranquil Dimension.
Looking for some cues. You're hearing my computer fan. Not sure what that clicking noise is. Here's some quantum cells. Something's happening. I think it's a train. I just got some more quantum cells. God, this is freaky. Come on, I need an artifact. Oh, Emily.
I'm not sure, but I think an artifact could be close by.
Thank you. You know. Come on. Well, crap. I'm not gonna get it. It's there.
Oh well, didn't get it this time.
Well, it was in the right place. Jerk. See if I can get my quantum cell count back up then. Stupid artifact. I gotta be like that. Alright. One thing's for sure about dimensions.
An artifact appeared right behind you. You should grab it.
Yes, I should.
Nice one. Another artifact. Artifacts are rare. They only happen every now and again. Listen for my messages, and I'll tell you when one is nearby.
Now, one thing I will tell you here, guys, is you can't get artifacts unless you are a certified Dimensionaut. So if you haven't made it through the tutorial, you're not gonna get one yet. And as far as fending off Nephilim, it's the opposite of collecting an artifact. You center it with a beam, and then you press. You move your finger upward to repel the Nephilim. I haven't seen any lately. In fact, since downloading and reinstalling the app, I've only seen one. And, we're gonna go into the Flux Dimension because I'm being noisy. So, yay, back to the Flux Dimension. We'll just spend a few more minutes in here, and then I'm gonna show you guys the Ghost Dimension because it's my favorite. I like it. I like it lots.
You have arrived in the Flux Dimension.
Yes, I have. Let's see if I can find some more quantum cells. Let's see how many quantum cells I have, if VoiceOver will cooperate. Open the quantum cell tank. Triple click home to turn on VoiceOver. It's
VoiceOver on. Screen curtain on. Dimensions. Quantum cell tank.
Okay, we're going to flick to the right.
Close. You have 217,876 QCs.
Okay, so not too bad. I'm gonna turn off VoiceOver again.
VoiceOver off.
And exit the quantum cell tank by tapping in the upper right-hand corner. But I said I was going to. There we go. Now let's exit this dimension because I want to show you the ghost dimension. Haha. There we go, we're back on the launch screen again. Now you folks at RJDJ are probably wondering, how is he doing this stuff without VoiceOver? VoiceOver, you can flick left to right to move between items on the screen, but you can also touch the screen and move your finger around, so you can understand where things are space-wise on the screen. Spatially is what I want to say. Maybe that's the right word, maybe it's not. I don't know if it is a word, but whatever. So I have learned where the exit button is, where the enter button is on the screen, so I can do it without voiceover on and get all those cool special effect sounds. And that's my talking watch. Let me turn on voiceover at this point because I want to go in the ghost dimension, and I do not know where that button is on the screen. So let me turn on voiceover.
Voiceover on. Screen curtain on.
We'll find the ghost dimension.
Button. Ghost button.
There it is right there. We'll double tap. This brings up information about the ghost dimension. However, I just want to enter it.
Pop-up button close.
It shows you how much time you've been in this dimension, how many artifacts you collected from this dimension, and all that kind of good stuff. However, I just want to go into it.
2 of 2.
So let me get over here to it.
Class F. 3 of... Class G.
Those classes I told you, I'm not sure what they mean.
0.
Come
22.
On.
Class A. 5 of 4. Class F. 3 of 4. Class G. 2 of 2. Class E. 0 of... Class D. 1 of... Class C. 0 of 1. Class B. 0 of 1. Pop-up button enter.
There's the enter button.
Button.
Turn voiceover off.
Voiceover off.
About to enter the coolest dimension ever.
Welcome to the ghost dimension.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Okay, I thought it wasn't going to be all cool, but now it is. This dimension's a bit scary, actually. Got all these freaky, weird effects. And there's supposed to be tons of Nephilim in this area. That's another reason why I came in here, but I have yet to see one. This ghost dimension is really freaky. It does a lot of time stretching with sounds, reversing sounds, all types of reverb, and a really cool soundtrack by Hans Zimmer. Sorry, that was just me playing with a mixer. It was fun. Okay, quantum cells. I couldn't resist. No quantum cells. Oh well. I'm gonna turn this down just a bit. Yeah, this ghost dimension is quite freaky indeed. And the longer you stay here, the more weird stuff you hear, actually. Weird. That was really weird. Ooh, there's some quantum cells. I'm a robot. Weird, all these weird... Real eerie dimension, actually. Wow. Freak me out. Wow, this is really weird, man. See, I told you it did time stretching. What? You too. Alright, I'm having way too much fun. Whoa, that was weird. What was that? I say it's a very, very strange dimension. Artifact. see if I can find it. Come here, baby. No. Come on. Stay there. Stay there. Good artifact. Got him.
Congratulations. Another artifact.
Thank you.
Relax. You can put your device in your pocket again. Listen out for my messages. I'll tell you when an artifact is... Something showing on my scanner near you.
Oh, she interrupted herself. If I can get this one. There we go.
Congratulations, Dimensional. You got another one. Okay, we've got you on the radar. Artifacts should appear every few minutes or so in this dimension. I will let you know.
Okay, now, when artifacts start appearing, Nephilim start appearing, so we'll see what happens. I could lose everything if I'm not careful. And we'll just spend a few more minutes doing this. Okay, stop that. There's another artifact. Get it? Oh no! I went to a screen inadvertently. I'm not going to get it. There, I got it.
Congratulations, another artifact. Okay, relax. You can put your device in your pocket again.
Yeah, that's what you said last time. And you lied. You lied.
Why did you lie to me?
More quantum cells.
Yeah, they say you're supposed to stimulate your brain with fear when you're in this dimension. I cannot imagine being in this dimension after reading a Stephen King novel. You know, Cujo or something.
We detected an artifact next to you, right behind you. Are you going to get it?
Of course I am. At least I'm going to try. Good little artifact. Now you just stay right there and just let me... That's it. Come to daddy. There you go.
Well done. You got it. Another artifact for your collection.
Why, thank you. Alright. Whoa, whoa. Weird stuff is starting to happen again. Wow. Okay, this is scaring me. What is it? I don't think I've ever been this deep in this dimension before. This is really freaky, man. But as you can see, this game can be quite fun and strange as well. Wow, I have no idea what that was. Okay, this is really tripping me out, man. Too much fun. Alright. Well, I don't want to spend too long in this dimension and ruin all the surprises, so I'm going to close out of it for now. Hopefully that helps you with some stuff, some questions, whatever. And I hope you've had as much fun as I have. So if you have any other questions or anything that you would like me to demo in the app, please let me know. I'm always happy to do it. I've had lots of fun. So until next time, you guys take care. God bless, and we'll see you soon.